The fight over recently enacted bail reform heated up at the Capitol Tuesday with dueling events by police and activists that at times centered on charges of racism surrounding a Facebook page that calls for the law to be repealed. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Let's be clear, bail repeal. Yeah. That's some half measure.
Republican lawmakers and law enforcement groups went first. Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan was joined by hundreds of police in blue uniforms lined up in rows on the pink sandstone steps of the state capitol's grand staircase.
You are less safe today than you were 6 months ago.
Most forms of cash bail for nonviolent crimes ended on January 1. Sheriff Jeff Murphy of Washington County recited incidents from around the state where repeat offenders were set free after their arrest until their next court date.
We saw the serial bank robber in New York City who robbed five banks, as someone even said, and couldn't believe and exclaimed that, "I can't believe they're letting me out."
On the other side of the Capitol, supporters of the changes held their own rally, where they accused the Republicans and law enforcement groups of cherry-picking negative cases while ignoring what they say is the larger number of people charged with nonviolent crimes who've been able to hold on to their jobs and responsibilities for their families while awaiting their court date. Senator Jessica Ramos says wealthy people have always avoided being detained because they had the means to make bail.
The bail system was not keeping anyone safe. It was just keeping the poor away from the rich.
Assemblywoman Catalina Cruz says supporters also believe in the rule of law. She says she was a crime victim and wanted to see the perpetrator justly punished. Cruz and others see the issue of race behind the bail reform opponent's stance.
They don't give a damn about our community. What they want is money in their pockets. What they want is to continue to put black and brown folk and poor white folk, because the gentleman who said, the lady who said it earlier, you're right. What they want is to pin us against each other.
Sheriff Murphy and others in law enforcement began a Facebook page. It's called Repeal Bail Reform, and it now has over 165,000 members. The page has become controversial, though, because some of those who posted comments were found to be associated with white supremacy groups. The story was first reported in City and State magazine. Marie Jai with the Legal Aid Society spoke at the pro-bail reform rally, and she's among those upset about that connection.
Any rollback is a capitulation to white supremacy. Any rollback of this law.
Sheriff Murphy and others say they intend to continue the page. Assembly Republican Minority Leader Will Barkley, who also attended the law enforcement rally, said afterwards that those who want bail reform amended or repealed are solidly against racism. But he says the group can't be responsible for everyone who posts on a public forum.
Obviously, we're not condoning any comments on that Facebook page that aren't, you know, within the bounds of decency and right. We are focused like a laser on bail reform. We're not going to let the advocates kind of distract from, you know, the real issues here, whether bail reform is a good policy for New York State, whether we have a public safety crisis or not. We happen to think there is, and to try to throw it off on some unfortunate comments on a Facebook page.
And he says the sheriff is trying to police the comments. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, the first African-American woman to lead the Senate, says she wishes her Republican colleagues would go further in speaking out against any forms of white supremacy or racism.
I was a bit disappointed that there was no denouncement of hate-filled rhetoric.
But the Senate leader stopped short of saying that they should stop their association with the page, saying only that she hopes they do what they think is right. Stewart-Cousins says the Senate will not be repealing bail reform, but she says she's open to separating fact from fiction and looking at some reasonable changes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.